Isn't it interesting how so often when things aren't going the way we would like for them to go with our partner, you know, it could be our child, someone who really means something to us, our child, our spouse, a very, very close friend, a close coworker, and something goes wrong, they mess up, and wow, they mess up again, and then a few weeks later, they mess up again, and you know, it's a little frustrating maybe at some point, but you don't fall out with the person. I mean, even on the inside, in your mind, your thoughts, you don't fall out with the person. You look at what's going on and you talk with them and, hey, you all agree. Hey, look, yeah. Wow, we got some stuff going on here, but let's talk about it. We'll work through this. And sometimes you're not even angry at the person. Your focus is, what's going on and how can I help? And a lot of times when you respond that way, what do you suppose is going on? Well, it's not just the person you're responding to. It is your own love that you have for that person that you're responding to. And I do mean that literally. You're responding to your love for that person. So that instead of looking at what the person is doing that's problematic and focusing only on what that person is doing and responding to what the person is doing, love that you have for that person is prompting your response. And so you quickly and easily forgive and you still stay right there with that person. Again, with the question of, What can you do to help? You're responding to your love for your wife. You're responding to your love for your husband. Forgot to do this, forgot to do that. And doesn't matter who. I didn't say whether it was the husband who forgot or the wife who forgot. Both are human. Both forget. Both are human. Both just have some things they just don't like doing. So they don't always forget. Sometimes just procrastinate, put it off as long as they think they can get away with putting it off. Males and females are like that. So when I said, forgot to do this, forgot to do that, you didn't know if I was talking about husband or wife. Really and truly, I have both in mind. Let you down in this area, let you down in that area. But you're looking at this and quickly saying, hey, look, not that big a deal. We can get through this. We can deal with this. Let's work through this. Here's a plan. And you start offering a plan to resolve whatever the problem is because you're responding to your love for that person rather than responding to that person's mess up. Really and truly, yes, you are responding to the person, but I'm telling you, if you had hatred in your heart for that same person, your response would probably be very different. The same person, same mess up. But if you had bitterness in your heart towards that person before that mess up occurred, your response would probably be different, even though it is the same person making the same mess. What's different is what's in your heart for that person, what's in your mind, love. And I mean strong love that motivates you to promptly come alongside that person. And let them know it's going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Do that with your children. Sometimes you get angry at them, understandably. But so often, they're your child and you're ready to help, help, help. You're responding in part to the love that you have for your children. I'm starting there because I really think that that is probably the best place for us to start when it comes to waiting well, when waiting is hard, while waiting on God. Let's start with love. In Matthew chapter 22, there was someone who tried to trap Jesus, one of the Pharisees. And in verse 36, he asked the question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And they had many, 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 many laws, not just the Ten Commandments. There were many more commandments than that in the law. There were commandments for how to deal with adulterers, how to deal with them. There were commandments on how to deal with animals, that bulls that gored human beings. I mean, there were many more commandments than just the 10 in the law. And some people put it at over 600. Which is the greatest commandment in the law? What a question. Didn't take Jesus long at all. Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God. Don't just be aware of his existence. Don't just acknowledge he does live. Don't just appreciate the good things he does for you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. That's what the Lord Jesus said. Loving the Lord our God with all we are is the greatest commandment. It's the first and the greatest. And so, since loving the Lord our God with all we are is the greatest commandment, I think that's where we should start. I think we should start by evaluating our love for our God. And maybe one of the first questions to ask is, do we truly love God? Because if we don't truly love him, it will be hard to wait on him with the kind of attitude that truly pleases him. Do we truly love God? There are some people who love the things God gives, but they don't truly love God. There are people who appreciate God. Well, they appreciate the good things he gives, but they very wisely choose not to love the things. But they do appreciate the things, and they enjoy the things. Not bad. In his letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul said that God gives us all things richly to enjoy. It is not wrong to enjoy a nice home, nice cars, nice clothes, good nutritious food, a nice record collection, whatever it is. It is not wrong. You're getting that ethically, legally, morally, in ways that are pleasing to God. Nothing wrong with it. But here's the key. Loving God with more and more and more of all we are, with our hearts, our minds, our emotions. David said, "My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." My heart and my flesh cry out. For the living God. He knew what it was to be in the desert, needing water. I mean, in dire need of water. And to have his heart and flesh cry out for the Lord. Psalm 84:2. Do we truly love God? That's the starting point. Are we at the point where we love God no matter what? No matter how hard the wait, no matter how hot the persecution, do we love God no matter what? Let's look into this some more next Sunday, Spiritual Perspectives. Up next, conversation that I really want you to think about. I want you to hear about this. It has to do with sexual orientation and kids coming out and how the parents respond when the kids do come out. Coming right up.